I see trees of green, red roses too, and I see them bloom for me and you.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎收听开言英语。
Hey guys, I'm Teacher Adam.
讲到 teacher， 就是因为现在教师节到了。
Oh, Happy Teacher's Day, me.
对 ，Teacher's Day， 教师节。那我们今天就要分享很多跟老师有关的英语，最主要的是要告诉大家。千万别直接叫你的老师 teacher.
All right. Don't call your teacher teacher, guys.
那怎么称呼呢？今天的节目都会告诉大家。如果你想看到我们这个音频节目它配套更详细的一些文字，大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，回复老师就能收到今天的文字推送了。OK， 讲了半天教师节嘛，前面 Adam 也说了，英语教师节叫做
Teacher's Day。
Teacher's Day， 所以就不叫什么 Teacher's Festival， 对吧
？Right。
春节啊，什么就是比较传统的那种文化上的节日，我们叫 Festival、
right.。
但像教师节就是 Teacher's Day。
Day。
Adam 知道中国教师节是。
I know Children's Day is in June.
教师节是九月十号。
Oh, okay.
So September 10th.
Okay.
然后在美国和加拿大，你们不仅是 Teacher's Day, 是一周是吧 ？A full week.
Is it a full week?
Teacher's Appreciation Week.
Oh.
对 ，appreciation 就是感谢、感激，对吧
？Right。
所以在北美呢，他们有这个 Teachers Appreciation Week、
okay.
啊。那我们今天的开言会员课程呢，也会说到这个。好，那Adam， 你在中国就除了在开言英语啊，之前你是教过英语对吧
？Oh yeah。
Classroom。
Well, yeah, yeah。
那个时候应该很多人都会直接叫你
Teacher。
Teacher,
teacher,
teacher Adam.
Teacher, well, the best was Teacher Adams.
Adams.
Yeah, Teacher Adams was my favorite. But right, every time I heard someone say, you know, teacher, I have a question. I always just want to say, student, I have an answer.
所以，因为中文里面我们就是很尊重老师嘛，就是 show our respect. 我们会叫老师老师，或者前面放他的姓，比如陈老师、
right.
王老师。That's how we address our teachers.
Sure.
But in English, that doesn't work.
Well, the last name part, or I shouldn't say the last name, the surname, family name part is the same. Just the order is a little different.
你说那个顺序不一样
Right, like you wouldn't say, well, for example, if I were a teacher, someone would call me Mr. Richards.
对，所以在英语里面呢，就是 to address, 称呼老师不会直接用到 teacher 这个词
Right.
而是说会用就是先生、女士、小姐、对不对
Right.
So you would just use these titles、
yeah.
plus their...Family name.
Plus their family name, right.
好，那我们再多举几个例子吧。前面你说你是 you would be Mr. Richard.
Oh, that sounds weird. That sounds like my dad's name.
但你小时候在学校，比如你会怎么叫老师呢
？Yep, that's it. Mr. Watson, Mr. Fitzsimmons.
Miss 女老师。
Miss Gray was my grade 7 teacher. Mrs. Lidstone was my grade 6.
Mrs. 就是她已经结婚了，嫁人了，对吧
Yeah, but the only problem was sometimes the teacher wanted to be called Ms.
Ms.
Not Miss, Ms.
Ms. 和 Miss. Miss 是小姐，年轻的女生。
Right.
然后那个 Ms. 是什么呢
Well, that could be a few different things. Maybe she's been divorced. Maybe she did not change her name.
Or maybe she's not married, but older.
But older, yeah, there's lots of reasons.
反正我觉得大家要记住的就是你要用 Mr., Mrs., Miss,或者 Ms. 后面加他们的 surname.
Yes.
一个姓啊。所以你在国内如果有外教或者说现在很多在线的有外教你可以那样叫他。但前面我们说这个方式 it's very formal, 是吧
It is. So, I mean, a lot of your teachers, I'm sure a lot of your teachers, are going to be in a school, in a classroom. But, I mean, I would imagine a lot of English teachers are just like
young,
you know, young.
Like your peers, like your friends.
Right. They don't want to be called Mr. or Mrs. Because like I just said, if you call me Mr. Richards, I think, where's my dad? Is my dad here?
对，就是看你是在什么样的学校，然后那个老师是什么样的老师，对吧？比如你就是你 hire your personal English tutor,
yes,
还是你的就是一个私人的外教，你不用叫他什么 Mr. Richards,
right?
你就直接叫他
Adam
first name、
yeah.
就行了 ，on first name basis.
Sure,
英语可以这样说啊。好，那我们前面说了很多，就是你要用老师的这个姓。但是呢，我也发现在国外很多的就年纪小的小朋友if they're in kindergarten,、mm. 就是在幼儿园 or they're in, you know, grade one, grade two, 一两年级低年级的这个时候他们是会用老师的 first name.
Yeah, well, it might be hard for the little guys, like, to remember.
The surnames, exactly.
Right.
因为很多小朋友记这个姓他会觉得很难、mm. 所以低年级的小孩通常在国外叫老师就会叫比如Miss Rebecca, 就是 Mr. Adam, 就是叫他的 first name, 对吧、
yeah.
But in any case, to show respect, you should always use, 就是尊称先生、女士、小姐。
Right, right, right.、
好，那 Adam, 你小时候算一个 obedient, 听话的学生吗、
Are you asking if I was the teacher's pet? No, I was the teacher's nightmare.
你小时候是老师的噩梦。
噩梦、
Nightmare. 我小时候 I was definitely, the teacher's pet.
No.
No, 你看不出吗、no. 小女孩一般小时候在学校好像都因为比较乖嘛所以我们说都是 teacher's pet.
No, I was the class clown, which class clown is usually not the teacher's pet.
对这两个词我们可以说一下啊 teacher's pet. 这个 pet 就是 P-E-T, 宠物。
Right, like a dog or a cat.
我们前两天七夕的节目说 pet names.
Yeah.
昵称啊 teacher's pet 通常就是是说这个小朋友很听话 you know, they're well behaved, 很乖
they're well behaved.
他很会拍老师马屁吗
It's、not necessarily that. I mean, they could just help the teacher,、like help them do some things.、they definitely listen. One other thing that kids will always do is、tell on other kids.
打小报告 to just, tell yeah, on other kids.
Yeah. So, you know, teacher, Miss, you know, Richards, Miss Richards, you know, Jenny was doing something bad.
To tell on someone, 就是打小报告。然后前面说到拍马屁、拍马屁英文可以说。
You just, well, I was thinking a word we probably couldn't say there.
Can you say to kiss up too?
Oh, you kiss up is okay, but most people would use a body part.
但可以说 oh, they always kiss up to their teacher.
You could say that, yeah.
就是拍马屁啊。好，最后我们再来说说，就是老师嘛，有教不同subjects, 不同科目的老师，对吗？比如像英语老师 ，that would be your
English teacher.
English teacher. 像你们 native speaker, 我们在中国嘛，就是我们学中文，我们不会说中文课，而是说语文。But there is still our Chinese teacher.
Right.
You know? 在像加拿大，你们上英语课 ，you just say
English class.
English class.、Yeah. So they're your English teacher.
Right.
然后数学老师。
Math teacher.
Math, M-A-T-H 和 M-A-T-H-S 有什么不同
Oh, I think British people say maths teacher. That's so hard to say, maths teacher.
但我觉得要注意的就比如什么化学老师 They're your chemistry teacher,、not your chemical teacher.、
Yeah.
对，这学科就是用名词就行了，对吧、
right.
？Biology teacher, not、yeah. your biological teacher.
Right.
好的。那在国外，我觉得跟国内还有点不同的就是 for like elementary school 小学很多 lower grades， 就一个老师要教 different subjects， 很多的科目，对不对
？Sure. So we usually call that teacher like your homeroom teacher.
Homeroom teacher.
Yeah.
有一点像我们的班主任 homeroom teacher， 但也有点不一样。因为在国内，我们一年级开始就是 you know you have your Chinese teacher, your math teacher， 就是每一个不同的 subject 科目就有一个不同的老师。但在国外，那个 homeroom teacher they'll teach math.English,
yeah, science maybe.
Science, 对，就是什么科学都教。但是你们也有，比如体育课，什么是不同的老师？
Depends, right? Like, so, phys ed, PE.
Phys-ed, PE.
To be honest, most of us just say gym class.
Gym class.
It's gym,
像健身房那样。
Right. You know, a few years we did have, actually most of my primary school, our gym teacher was our homeroom teacher.
所以在国外就是教那个 lower grades, 低年级老师真的特别累，身兼数职 ,multitasking.
Yeah.
是吧？好，那诶，校长，校长英文叫做？
Well, so in Canada we say principal, but in the UK they say headmaster.
Or headmistress.
Headmistress, oh yeah, I guess.
就是男校长 headmaster,headmistress, 女校长。在北美呢就用 principal.
Principal.
好，那我们今天分享了很多跟老师有关的英语，我也知道很多开言英语的听众和用户自己就是英语老师，经常看到你们的留言说，自己在教学的过程当中也用我们开言的内容，不仅自己学习，然后也能去就是带动学生更好的学习积极性，我就特别的开心，多谢我们所有的教师听众用户们，然后我想在这一天嘛，不管你现在 if you're still a student or every one of us remembers, you know, our favorite teachers, 老师就会给我们带来非常深远的影响，对吧？
Yes.
So don't forget to wish them a very happy Teacher's Day. 那中文我们叫老师灵魂的园丁。
Oh, yeah.
Like gardener.
The soul's garden.
Of the soul.
Yeah.
英语你们有？
No. I mean, I guess we could say that. You know, I think actually there was a picture I saw. Maybe we can include it today.
Mm-mm.
It was a teacher takes a hand, opens a mind, and touches a heart.
对，我觉得这个讲得很好，这句话就是说一个老师他牵着学生的手 takes a hand, opens a mind, 打开学生的思想，然后 touches a heart, 触动学生的心灵，对吧？ OK, 我们今天的节目就到这儿。 We wish you a very happy Teacher's Day, 然后 don't forget on this day, send your teachers a message.
That's right.
给自己的老师发个微信啊什么的啊。其实讲到这个我很惭愧，因为我小时候真的我一路都碰到特别好的老师，但是 I've lost contact with most of them. 但是就是想让他们知道，就是 I benefited so much from your teaching and just...那么爱学生，谢谢你们，辛苦你们了。不过其实学习呢也不因为你毕业了就停止，我们开言大部分的用户都是一边工作一边还在自学英语，所以你如果想加入他们的行列，把英语学习融入生活去享受学英语呢，可以看一下我们的会员课程，因为我们每天都有发布新课，能让你学到工作生活当中最有用，最有意思的英语。大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单试用，并且升级也有最优惠的价格，学习一年只要629。 Happy Teacher's Day, we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys, Happy Teacher's Day.